Out on the campaign trail, voters often asked Ari Owens how she was going to leverage her connections with Northern Illinois University on the school board. She's the assistant director at NIU's Gender and Sexuality Resource Center. Owens says she hopes she can help students in the district take advantage of the counseling and mentorship programs they offer.
NIU offers a lot as it relates to consulting, but also we offer things too for college students that are also open to the community. But I think the community doesn't always realize that.
And she's not the only new member of the board who works for the university. Daisy Ramirez is a counselor at the Chance Program, which is a retention and holistic admissions organization at NIU. In fact, Ramirez won't even be the only Chance Program counselor on the school board. Amanda Harness is the third new member of the school board. She works at a scientific distribution company and sold herself as the candidate with corporate experience who lends a different perspective to the board.
I'm not there to be a teacher. I'm there to help facilitate and do the things needed so the teachers are set up for success, the students are set up for success.
The new members join the board as the district's in transition, back to more in-person learning during the pandemic, and as a new superintendent, Minerva Garcia Sanchez, comes to DeKalb. Garcia Sanchez told WNIJ that the district's diversity plan was a key reason she wanted to work there. Daisy Ramirez says she's really excited to collaborate with the new superintendent and to turn that diversity plan into an actionable strategic plan. Ramirez is actually from the Little Village neighborhood of Chicago, where Garcia Sanchez is currently chief of schools.
And a lot of the things in that diversity plan is talking about creating a more diverse staff. So in order for us to do that, we need to talk about hiring practices. How is that going to be achieved?
Owen says cultivating an inclusive culture means diversity isn't just a box you check off or a PowerPoint training staff are asked to complete.
A good way to make it more than that is to be intentional about like weaving that education in everywhere, really looking at the things we do every day, whether that's like, you know, meetings teachers have or conferences, whatever, like the idea of being more inclusive, like how we can weave that into all of our practices.
Harness talked about how the school board sits at a unique intersection and that they're both beholden to students and staff as well as the general taxpayer. She says they have a responsibility to be receptive to feedback from the community on everything from taxes to curriculum. Owen says she heard a lot of input from community members who wanted to stay anonymous, which tells her that people might be afraid to talk about areas of improvement. Daisy Ramirez agreed and emphasized data-driven studies exploring topics like school discipline and access to mental health resources. That includes data from reports like the school climate survey, which showed that Black students consistently feel lower levels of support and belonging across all levels of the district.
It's not just about having a place at the table or a seat at the table. It's about having a voice.
Ramirez notes that just because there's areas of improvement doesn't mean there aren't great programs and initiatives already happening. She says she's been really impressed by her middle school daughter's teachers and counselors engaging with students still learning remotely. Harness says she looks forward to connecting with teachers and seeing the work happening inside classrooms.
When they said, what is the greatest asset of the school? It's the teachers. Because without good teachers, you don't have students that are learning and succeeding.
The new members of the board will be sworn in soon to serve 4-year terms. It's nearly impossible to say exactly what the challenges will be, but Owen says she's thankful the campaign has allowed her and the other candidates to make those connections with advocates across the district, and she hopes those advocates will continue to let their voices be heard. I'm Peter Medlin.